Hi, I'm Doug Gordon, and you're listening to Beta from Wisconsin Public Radio. Joe Henry is a singer-songwriter, guitarist, and producer. He's produced three Grammy-winning albums, including Solomon Burke's Don't Give Up On Me. Joe's solo album, The Gospel According to Water, is the first album that he's released since being diagnosed with cancer. He talked about his creative process for the record and what inspired him to record it.
I'm a songwriter, you know.
My eyes are closed, but they are raised, keeping light both out and in.
And when I write songs, when I have a group of songs that begin to speak to each other, that I start to identify as wanting to be a body of work,
mm-hmm.
I get really obsessed about documenting that, you know, because at this point in my life, you know, writing a song, you know, I don't really think of the border between writing a song and recording one, you know. It just,
right.
It's a natural extension to want to articulate it onto a recording in a particular way so that it lives without me. It's the moment of a completion. Just that there's an idea that's intact and now I'm free to go do something else. Either something else with the same songs or something else altogether. So it's just, you know, it's a natural impulse for me to want to record because that's where I feel real liberation, when I can get to the point of a song being fully realized and alive in the world, for whatever that might mean to anybody.
Right. And I understand that you got some bad news, health news, last fall. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. Last November, November 15th, I got a phone call that told me that I had stage 4 prostate cancer, which means that it jumped the rails from my prostate and into my bones. Not the phone call I was hoping for.
No, of course not. Yeah. So how are you doing now? What's your prognosis?
I'm doing remarkably well. I've responded really, really well to treatment. I am in remission. I feel better than I've probably felt in a few years, in fact. So, you know, I still wrestle day to day with the psychic specter of this, you know, mm-hmm. just what it means to walk around under the umbrella of uncertainty. But in truth, Doug, we all live completely beneath an umbrella of uncertainty. You know,
that's
I'm
true.
Just really aware of it. You know, my future has always been unwritten. It's just newly unwritten, you know?
Yeah. You wrote the 13 songs that are on the new album, The Gospel According to Water, after you received the diagnosis, correct?
All but two of them. Two
okay.
of them I had written on the west coast of Ireland in the fall, you know, probably within, you know, 4 or 5 weeks of me getting home and receiving this diagnosis. And what's curious to me is that those songs seem to be just as aware, in a way, as the songs that came after my diagnosis.
Hmm.
The songs already knew something that I consciously did not know.
This little we can leave behind will truly mark this earth. But treachery and love are ours to keep for all their worth. The flower of our rise, it is a bloom, blood dark but clear. You hold it in your open hand to carry on from here.
What do you hear in these songs on the new album?
I hear myself being alive and fully engaged, and I feel, you know, light moving through me. You know, I hear the songs as being very alive. You know, I'm affirmed by their existence and the fact that I think that they have a strength and integrity of their own. You know, the process of writing and recording these songs sort of realigned me to myself, that I feel like, you know, for a moment, was threatened. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I retreated for a moment, but, you know, the songs kind of brought me out.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the songs. Can you tell me about the title track, The Gospel According to Water?
I have a very visceral memory of, you know, getting in bed with my notebook one night, and I just saw my hand write that title across the top of a page.
How else could go my gospel? Who else would I be saved? Without you as the water standing here behind this way.
It just sort of was there waiting for me, and I didn't know to what it pertained, you know. It just felt spring-loaded, and I knew if I engaged it, something, you know, was there to find. And I just sort of let it unwind, and it seemed to be telling a narrative, though not a linear one, about confronting darkness and living above it. You know, living not in opposition to reason, but outside of reason and far beyond reason. I think the song is about kind of embracing and riding the wave, you know, that's already there moving, you know, that we don't create it, we're joining it.
You said that some people find your songs confusing. Why do you think that's the case?
As much as I come out of a folk tradition, I come out of a poetic tradition. Our culture contemporarily is not taught to engage with poetry, you know. We're told that poetry is difficult. We're taught that it's not for everybody, that the hallmark of poetry is that it will make no sense to you. You know, so if I'm writing songs and I'm coming out of that tradition of using words to create atmosphere, to abstract things, not explain things, many listeners have this idea that you're already decoding something by putting it into words. You know, you're already breaking down experience and explaining it. But if you actually are using words to paint with and to create shadow and to remind everyone listening that there's a greater mystery at play, people might find it difficult because we're not, as a culture, we're not taught anymore to engage with that kind of language. And I do come out of that tradition. I'm not trying to be difficult, but I'm delighted when a phrase appears that I don't really know what it means. It just means that it is. And I know that it's, even if I can't explain it, I can hear immediately when I write it that it's true, true to me.
There is no sound left in these walls. The hallowed ground and long ago heard it all.
In the liner notes, you write that where a song comes from is not what a song is, and you actually write that again to make sure that the reader gets the point. Can you explain what you mean by that statement?
Well, sure. I mean, I got a diagnosis of cancer, and all of these songs kind of grew out of that experience, but none of these songs are about cancer. Mm-hmm. I would never write a cancer song. That doesn't interest me. My reluctance in sharing my diagnosis, again, was not about fear about my privacy, to protect my privacy. It's really just about, I don't want anyone, if they know that, to then try to hear that song only that way. I think it's really limiting sometimes for people to know like where a song came from, because then they're tempted to think that that's the only experience they can have. That's my experience as a writer. And if a listener is only thinking about what my experience was writing it, then the song didn't happen. The song is not viable, and it's not flexible. It's not standing up into the mystery of that tradition. It's getting nailed to the floor. That's not where music lives.
Yeah. I was very intrigued by the way you used the clarinet on this album, played by your son, Levon. It's used especially beautifully to my ears on Mule and Orson Welles. Clarinet sounds kind of fuzz tony. What part do you think the clarinet plays in the listener's experience of these two songs?
Well, I do think Levon just plays it beautifully. You know, in Mule in particular, it just sounds like a human voice to me. It sounds like a voice that carries on the song where there is no lyric. I want to hear humanity available. And I think Levon's reed playing is especially powerful at sounding human.
I was intrigued by your references to the idea of silence in two of the songs on the album. In Green of the Afternoon, there are the lines, "You come to me and silence every word, but what goes unspoken may not go unheard." And then these words struck me as a callback to the earlier song, Mule, in which the lyrics include, "Speaking with a silence deep as sound and holding us with silence deep as sound." Can you talk a bit about the theme of silence as it applies to these two songs?
I know that both of those are referencing my time in the west coast of Ireland last fall. My wife and I were stationed in a small seaside village called Ballyvaughan in County Clare, in the area called the Burren. I was a writer in residence at a small art college there. And I became really aware especially at night, that there was the silence I was hearing was not just a void of sound, that silence itself had a deep character and it wasn't fragile. The random sound, you know, of a train passing or a cow in the night didn't destroy silence, it just punctuated it, let me know something about its depth. But I realized the silence I was hearing had a really, really deep and strong character, and it wasn't fragile. It had its own integrity, in the same way that peace is not just the absence of violence. Peace is a decision, and it's something on its own that needs to be nurtured and recognized. And silence is not just absence. Silence is a quality and a character that is really powerful.
Hmm. Joe Henry, thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for your time.
You come to me and you silence every word. You come to me and you silence every word. But what goes unspoken may not go unheard.
Joe Henry is a singer, songwriter, and producer. His album is called The Gospel According to Water. You can find out more about Joe and the album at WPR.org/beta. That does it for this edition of Beta. Thanks to our guests, Dana Schwartz, Gary Goldman, and Joe Henry. If you want to hear it again or binge on past episodes, subscribe to the Beta podcast via iTunes or wherever you catch your favorite pods. And make sure to let us know what you think by leaving a rating or a comment. You can keep up with us during the week.
All it takes is a phone and an open mind.
Online at WPR.org/beta or on Twitter at WPRBeta.
Why aren't you calling?
Beta is a production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Red Meat Productions.
Fantastic!
Our music and technical director is Steve Gotcher.
You're good, kid. But as long as I'm around, you're second best. You might as well learn to live with it.
Our executive producer is Adam Friedrich.
Skippy, don't let Friedrich bother you. He's this Euro trash guy.
And thanks to you, our alphas. We'll see you next week. I'm Doug Gordon.
Where's my airplay? I have the radio tuned to that station you told me all weekend, and my song never came on.